they want me.
Thank you, girly. Hey, Joelle, this is Gail. How are you today?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you were talking with Girly about the first page listing we had open up today on Google. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Super. And so what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works. I'll get pricing together for you, answer any questions that you have. And then if the plan works for you and it works for us, then we'll go ahead and we'll get you set up today. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. So I was just looking here to see how you're appearing online so far. One of the first things I is an Angie Home Advisor listing. How is that working out for you so far?
Not all that. It's not kind of working for me.
They
were talking to me at first. I was talking to them, and they kind of like, I don't know, I started telling them that they didn't want to do it, and they just kind of stopped talking to me. And I kind of asked for a refund from them, so.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. My. Okay, well, I guess at least they didn't get much money out of you.
Yeah, no, man.
I hope. All right.
Yeah, I'm barely starting my own business. So I'm trying to figure out the best ways for myself to get business and get myself out there.
You bet, absolutely. Well, and you have a Facebook page, I believe, too. I think I'm looking at yours.
Right.
HTX,
yes,
short for Hidden Trail Exteriors.
Excuse me?
It is HTX, is that... Hidden Trail Exteriors? Is that what it stands for? Oh, okay. Then
I think
that's not
Hidden Repairs.
Gotcha. All right. And you're based in Houston, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let me try and find you here. I just want to see how you're appearing online so far. That'll give us an idea of which direction to go. There we are. New. I'm still... Sorry, I see a web page. HTX Roofing and Remodeling? Out of Houston.
It's HTX Roofing and Repairs, LLC.
Okay, and that's what I thought. I'm still trying to find you. All right. Well, we'll worry about exactly where you are here in just a little bit. I am having trouble finding you online, even by name, but that's definitely something we can fix. How long have
online?
You been? Yeah.
I don't have
do you have a
website or anything. No.
Jaden.
Yeah, no, I don't have a website.
Okay, no problem. And have you done your Google Business profile yet, Joelle?
No, I haven't done any of that.
Okay, no problem. And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for 10 years, but I'm currently now starting my own company. I work for a subcontractor for a different company, but now I'm just trying to make my own company.
Well, congratulations. How long ago did you form your company?
Going on about a year, past a year.
Nice, nice. And how are clients finding you now?
I currently just walk into neighborhoods and I pass out flyers to them at the door. And I've been getting some calls, but I'm just trying to get more calls than what it is.
Okay. Super. All right. Well, that's definitely something we can help with. And when you mentioned you don't have a website yet, I just checked with our tech department. I'm waiting for an answer back from them. So we don't build websites for the general public, but we do build them for our new partners like HTX as our gift to the partnership to help you out. It's just a matter of whether or not I've got a tech opening. So I will check on that for us. So what we do here, our job at Local Splash as a Google Premier Channel partner is putting our partners like HTX Roofing on the first page of Google right in that map section. for your keywords so that when someone is looking for roofing services, for example, or a new roof replacement, you're right there in the map section as they're looking. And what we'll want to come up, of course, is the Google Business Profile. And
hey,
I'm
wait.
Sure you've seen...
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm sure you've seen a Google Business Profile before, right? It's
yeah.
a box that pops up with the company name, hours,
oh.
click to call.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So that's what we'll want them to see. And then your Google reviews will also be tied into that. So what we'll do is we'll tie in your Google Business Profile with your website and any other, you know, like your Facebook page, tie all those together, and then we get all of that off to Google so that they can do their part and get you on the first page. So now, have you considered first page placement on Google in the past, Joelle?
No, I have thought about it, but I didn't know how it worked, and I didn't even know how to, like, to call Google or how to put it on there, so I never kind of figured it out.
Okay, no problem. No problem. You're supposed to specialize in roofs, not in websites and Google data, right?
Yes,
you bet. And so, nice thing about being on first page of Google, well, several things, in fact, you don't pay by the lead or by the call. So leads and calls are unlimited. We don't screen them. We don't filter them in any way. They all go straight to you. And the other thing that will happen, Joelle, once we get you set up today, is I will close down the Houston area for roofing. So meaning HTX is the only company that will be promoting to the first page. So literally if one of your competitors came along tomorrow and said, Dale, can you promote my company under roofing in Houston, we would turn them down flat. That's strict company and Google rules that we follow.
Wow.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So you'd be the only company. I think you can see how this would do amazing things to help grow your business and get you kicked off right. Right, Joelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect. And you definitely make a great fit for the listing. You make a great fit for us. You're established in business. You obviously know what you're doing, and you're good at it, and you can take more business on. So let me grab my pricing here for you. And now, being that you are, I'm going to classify you as new in business, which for our purposes is any business under 5 years old, but it allows me to apply a discount for you that'll save you a bunch of money. Let me look here, though. My text just pinged me back. Let's see what... Okay, perfect. I reminded me that we don't have anything on Monday because it's the 4th of July. But beyond that, he gave me a thumbs up. So that's great news, Joelle. We can go ahead and build that website for you. Like you said, we don't do it for the general public. We do it for our new partners only. And it is about a $300 value, but it won't cost you anything. Complimentary. So we'll build the website for you. We'll also host it for you, no charge. And we can do updates to it as you go, you know, like your before and after photos. We'd love the feature there.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do that as well. And then that website will be Google compliant, optimized, and then, of course, conversion driven, which is going to help you get more of those clients calling too. Okay? All right.
So would it be like a manually, how you say, a monthly payment, or how does that work?
Right. Excellent question. So, yes, we do work on a flat monthly rate. So there are no click fees or call fees of any kind, no taxes even added on to that. And it is monthly on a month-to-month basis. So we don't believe in contracts. So we're not locking you into anything long term. So it is strictly month to month as you go. And let me go ahead and apply that discount for you. So normal retail for your area would be $399 a month, but with your new in-business discount applied, I can actually get you down to $249 a month. And then I'm going to do you one better here. We've got a 4th of July promo that they just handed us at lunchtime. Let me plug that in. I think it's going to bring another $50 off. Ah, perfect. It did. Okay, so that actually got you down to $199 a month. And like I said, that is a true flat monthly rate. You'll never pay click fees, surcharges, taxes of any kind on top of that. So it is a straight $199 on a month-to-month basis. Now, in the timeline...
If I do get it, how long would it be, like, for 200? How many months, are you saying?
Oh, excellent question. So you would be locked in at that rate for life, basically, as long as you're a client of ours. Regardless of what our retail rates do, you're still locked in at that discounted rate. Okay? And then, so you won't ever pay over that $199. It will be the same every month. Now, timeline, industry standard to get you to appear on First Page is about 3 to 6 months. We cut that in half, and I'm happy to give that to you in writing. It only takes us 45 to 30 days to get you on the First Page. But because of that programming time, we're into about month two when we're able to start showing results. We do ask for a verbal commitment that you will give it a shot for at least 2 months to give us a chance to get that programming done to actually show you results. Because we know if we only worked at it for a month, things wouldn't be complete yet and we'd be doing you a disservice. Fair enough?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
And then now we not only get you out on Google, but we get you out to all destinations. So we're going to get you published out on Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce, up to about 60 different destinations that you'll be published on as well, which also helps increase business. Okay? So, Joelle, you are a perfect fit for this listing, and this plan is something that we're happy with. Definitely love to partner with you, and it sounds to me like this is something that would help grow your business. You'd be interested in giving it a shot, right?
Yes, I'm very interested.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then, and we'll secure this listing so that we can close that area down and get you started having those phones ring some more.
Okay.
So what's that, Joel?
Yeah, I want to go on forward with this one.
Okay, super. Let me grab a couple screens here. And then we'll go ahead and get you set up. There we go. Joelle, how do you spell your first name? Is it J-O-E-L?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. Thank you. And then, Joelle, what's your last name, please?
Gonzalez.
G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Perfect. Got it. G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Gonzalez.
Yes.
And then, is this going to be Visa, Master, MX, or Discover today?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'll have you hold on to that for just a second. I'll get those digits in a minute here. I'm going to get your name in there. And on your card, is there a middle initial or anything that shows on your name?
No, ma'am. It's just the first and last.
Perfect. All right. And then what is your email address, Joelle?
is Gonzalez Joel. Lowercase.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's Gonzalez Joel.
079.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. Let me just create your subscription here, and then I will get all of your info. We'll go over some keywords, and we'll get you set up with your onboarding call. Waiting for my computer to think. But
okay.
Joelle, I am excited for you. This is going to be amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah. Nice. I'm glad. You should be. You really should be. All right. There we go. All right. And let's see. Okay. And then just a second here, I'll get your address and we'll get that updated. Okay. And Joelle, what is your address that would be attached to that credit card?
It's 11823 Green Glen Drive.
Green Glen Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
11823 Green. And is Green Glen two words?
No, it's together.
It is, okay. Drive. All right, and is that Houston?
Yes, ma'am.
And 77044?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Let me update that. And is that also the business address, Joelle?
Yes, ma'am, it says well.
All right. And then you said MasterCard, right?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm ready for those digits whenever you're ready to read them.
Okay, it's 5213.
5213.
0710.
0710.
0443.
0443.
8753.
8753. Super. And then what is that expiration date, please, Joelle?
06/26/26.
And the security code, please.
388.
388. Let me update that. All right. Okay, do another little update and some copy and paste here to get all your info in the right way. Alright. And then, so company name, I've got H like Henry, T like Texas, X like X-ray, roofing, and then the and symbol, repairs, LLC. Is that correct, Joelle?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and then I got the address, and then 832-860-6593 must also be Sal.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
All right, and is that also your business line?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails here. And do you have access to your email now, Joelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. All right. So the first email I'm sending you is informational. It's about our dashboard and analytics. So we'll set you up with an area where you can log in. You'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches are performed from. You'll be able to upload photos for us. Lots of different things that you can do in there. Oh, that's so you'll be able to log in actually to our site. So we'll be able to tell you how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed. All right, and you don't need to do anything with those emails just yet. And just let me know if they made it through, though. Then there should be one sitting there called Welcome to Local Splash as well.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, perfect. I've got to do a little copy-paste here. So the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send you three text messages. And the first one is my direct contact information. I am the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions, problems, need help, definitely let me know. I want you to have my number in your phone. And then the next one I'm sending you is a customer service. You can have them in your phone as well. And finally, I'm going to send you a short YouTube video tutorial on that dashboard and analytics that I mentioned. Okay, and those are on the way. And then, so services that you want to list as offering. I've got roofing. Any other services that you want to list?
If anything, can I change it later? Like,
yes.
I just want to do roofing.
Just roofing? Okay. So I'm going to say, do you do roofing, roof repair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Repairs and, like, new installation and removal. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then a couple more fill-ins I need to make for our text. And then the next thing I need to do is set you up with your onboarding calls. So this will be a call with our tech department. And what they'll do is quality control, make sure I intook all of your information correctly, go over keywords, get you into that dashboard area. And so we block out an hour. The call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we leave that extra time in case you need help or have questions. So what does tomorrow look like for you, Joelle?
Tomorrow I'll have time.
I'm sorry, you broke up just a little bit. What was that?
Oh, I said tomorrow I'll be free. Tomorrow, I won't be free.
Did you say tomorrow would be okay?
Excuse me?
I think the wind is getting you. Did you say tomorrow would be okay, Joelle?
Yeah, tomorrow will be okay.
Okay. So I've got, let's see. I've got an opening every hour on the hour starting at 9 o'clock your time. What time works best for you?
To get the call, right?
Yes.
It's 1 radio?
1 o'clock it is.
Okay, that's
it's
fine.
It's all yours. Perfect. Let me go ahead and set that appointment up. And then I'll let you know. I'll have another email on its way to you. And then that one I'll have to have you do something with.
But
it'll take me just a second to set it up. Okay. I'm doing some double checking as we go here, too.
Oh, okay.
All right, and that is... Wow, tomorrow is July already.
Yes, ma'am. It's our new month.
Man, it's going so fast.
Oh, yeah. That's the year gone already.
Right? Right?
Yeah. It just feels like December just went over.
I know.
Yeah.
Same here. Let me get my date correct here. Okay, so there's another email on its way to you. And this will be, it's a calendar appointment. And the subject line starts local slash CIE. And then let me know when that one makes it to you. It'll say local slash
CIEING.
It's local. It'll say local slash CIE.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right, awesome. And then if you could open that up, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you hit the yes, that would be great.
Okay, I did it.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, bye. Take care.
I'm sorry, what was that, Joelle?
Oh, sorry, nothing. I'm speaking to my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. No worries. We're good. All right. I'm going to do a little double check here. Okay. So tomorrow, or you know what? You wouldn't happen to know your Facebook page URL, would you, Joelle?
Would I? Can you hear me repeat that?
Do you know what your Facebook page URL is? What the link is?
I don't know, to be honest. No.
No worries, no worries. If, let me see. You know what? I will have our tech gather it tomorrow when they talk to you. That way, let's see. And make a couple notes here. Website. Yes. And then an optional item is we talked about the call tracking, tracking how many clicks and calls you receive. I assume that is something that you want on your website. There's no additional charge for it.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. I'll tell them yes, and I'm going to send you another link. It's an informational link on that call tracking. And then another optional item. Now, this is still in beta testing. We just rolled it out a few weeks ago. Won't cost you anything. And they're taking applications for it for the beta testing. So it's our Splash app. So it's an app that you'll be able to download from the Play Store onto your existing cell phone. And from that app, you can make and receive calls. The app itself will have its own number, its own phone number. So if you want, you don't have to give up what your personal cell phone number is. So in other words, on the same phone, through the app, you can keep business and personal separate. Is that something you'd like to try out?
So it's basically like, instead of my phone ringing, it's going to be like the app ringing through that phone number?
Yeah, exactly. You have the app will ring on your phone, and you would pick up the calls through the app.
Okay.
Entirely optional.
If I would be interested to change that on, can I be here later?
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend we say yes for now, and then if you decide later you don't want it or don't want to download it, then you certainly don't have to.
So, because I have to download the app, right? So, in order to do that, right?
Right, and so right now they're actually taking applications for the beta testing, so you'd be in the group of the first people that would try it out and be able to give feedback on how well it works, any hitches or glitches.
Okay.
If you're not up for it, that's okay, too.
I'm okay with that. I'd rather just keep to my phone number and sign.
All right, no problem. Sometimes that is easier, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
No problem. Not everybody likes it. And then for contact, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or are all of the above okay?
Probably just phone and text.
Gotcha.
I kind of forget about my email.
I know. I do that anymore, too.
Mm.
And then Google Business Profile. Now, your address is probably also home address. Is that right, Joelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you prefer that we leave the actual street address off of your profile, which is published online, so it'll still show your PIN as... Okay, yep, I would definitely recommend.
It just shows the PIN in the area, right?
Yep, it'll still show the PIN. It just won't, and it'll say Houston. It just won't show what street and street number that you live on.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Gotcha, perfect. That's always what I recommend, too. Just, you know, the general public doesn't need to know where you live, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I need a couple little updates here. And we're looking good. All right.
If I were ever to move, do I call customer service to change the address? Or
yes, sir. Yep, absolutely. Just let us know. We can make that address change everywhere for you. All right, so now I need to do your voice verification. So this is, I'll actually be reading it. So if you don't understand anything as we go, just let me know and I can stop and answer any questions you have. There are a couple of places where I'll ask you to say something. And other than that, we'll just get started on it. So the voice verification is required of us as Google partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead when you're ready.
Okay. HTH Roofing and Repair LLC.
Thank you, Joelle. And please state your name and title within the business.
Okay. Joelle Gonzalez, HTH Roofing and Repairs LLC.
And your title? Owner is fine.
Oh, sorry. Owner Joel Gonzalez, HTS Roofing and Repair LLC.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, sir.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean, mate?
Good question. A lot of people ask that. So what it means is simply if you add on, let's say, TikTok for your business, just to let us know so that we can make sure that everything still ties together and you don't lose ranking.
So I don't lose what?
So that you don't lose page ranking. We just make sure that everything is still tied together as it should be.
Okay, so basically, I can't go, like, go into other apps, right?
So, like, if you add LinkedIn social media for your business, just to let us know so that we can get it on your website and still make sure everything ties together.
Okay. So if I ever post stuff on my page, like on Facebook, is that okay?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just okay. if you add a new service like TikTok or LinkedIn or Nextdoor, just to let us know. Simple as that.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
So yeah, no, I'm with Angie then, right?
Yep, and that's Angie. No problem. No problem.
Okay, I just trying to make sure. So this, for example, like that, I can go more and do more like that, right? Without letting y'all know, basically.
No, you can. You're definitely free to do that. Just let us know. That way we can make sure everything is still connected.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay.
All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, June 30th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $199. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment.
The first month, I have to pay $400 or just $200?
No, just $298. Yeah, no, so you only pay for 1 month today. Yep.
$298.
Sorry if I could... Correct. And that's the first month, and then that one-time $99 setup fee.
Okay.
And then, of course, going forward, your monthly rate is a flat $199, and there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, surcharges, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 30th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support 3 days prior to the billing date after August 30th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then one last item. In your email should be one title. Let me see. I believe it says Welcome to Local Splash.
You said on my email?
Yes. It'll either say Welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash Initial Invoice. I think they changed it on us.
Can you repeat how you said it again?
Yeah, the subject line will either say Welcome to Local Splash or it'll say Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, good.
Perfect. And then if you'd open that up, there should be an Accept button. And if you click on that, it'll ask you to type in your name.
Okay, it sent me to a username and a password. Is that for me to create it?
Perfect. Nope. They'll actually give you that login information tomorrow on your onboarding call. Let me make sure that that updated. Perfect. So, yeah, they will give you that login tomorrow on your onboarding call. And congratulations, Joelle. You are all set. You're good to go.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And then just another reminder to make your onboarding call tomorrow. They will be calling you. And it's, you know, professional courtesy. If for some reason you can't make it or you need to reschedule, just let us know. We're happy to do that too.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a happy fourth. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you too. Thank you.
Thanks, Joelle. Bye-bye.
Yeah.